All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Give you another weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com, and it is currently 86 degrees.
Whew.
Partly sunny.
11 o'clock and it's 86.
Yeah. Got some shower.
That's like just turning the oven on.
Says some thunderstorms expected today around 4 p.m. And, you know, it's that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. you know what time it is.
Sweet, this Tom's dressed like a baked bean. And the worst thing is we try to pick. I try to picture just... Yeah. Eyes and a mouth on a baked bean.
You like baked beans?
No.
Not really, right?
No, it's like if I go to a barbecue and there's some ribs and it depends. Listen, intangibles like the baked beans, but if you go to a tangible, you're going to get that mac and cheese.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the, you know.
If we were to go.
But I've had baked beans at a tangible. You know, I throw a scoop on there to go with my ribs or my chicken and my mac and cheese.
A little
cheese.
Flavoring. Yeah, like a little extra.
Yeah.
I can picture Zach Sealer. He's just eating straight baked beans out of the can. Yeah, like he's cooked it over a fire at training camp. And right. He's just like, everybody's like, hey, Zach, you're not going to the to the cafeteria? I'll take care of myself.
So, yes. So, on the field, according to Tobin, he has an open flame. Little barbecue.
Right outside the stage. Right outside.
Yeah. And then his spittoon.
I picture him going in between drills. Like once it's his time to break, uh-huh. He just goes to the RV, you know? And then it's parked right next to the bubble facility, you know, in case he feels like he wants to, you know, wake up and flip some tires or something like that. But no, yeah, I picture his lunch is just over one open flame, a can, and then he obviously just chomps it open with his teeth. And then right. He goes full spork to eat it.
Cooking Chick-fil-A over a fire. No, so like, yeah. Now, I tell you what, like, what you usually have at a tangible cookout that you don't have at an intangible cookout is collard greens. Collard greens is a staple.
You had those?
Huh?
You had those?
Yep. But what's really cool is Mel makes them pretty good.
She does.
Mel makes some good collard greens, yeah.
Yeah.
I've only had tangible collard greens, and they were disgusting.
You mean intangible?
Intangible?
No. I had
tangible?
I've only had a collard greens made by Tangibles.
Really?
Yeah, because my...
You didn't like them.
Dishonor.
No, my brother's ex-girlfriend's family, they were... very tangibles.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this thing in the South on New Year's Day where you have like collard greens,
cabbage, and cornbread.
Yeah, you have all of that, like kidney beans. And it's like supposed to, like, each thing represents like wealth and health and this, that, and the third.
That's pretty.
Yep.
So we went to their house and I didn't eat anything.
Really?
Nope. They cooked venison. Disgusting.
First of all, you call them kidney beans. That's a very intangible, like, red beans.
Oh, that's what they're called, kidney beans.
I know, red beans. Red beans would have been, like,
I felt like
you know
what?
Next time, this tangible, cook some red beans and some collard greens. I'm going to change your life.
Yeah, please do, because... I couldn't eat it. My parents had to stop at Wendy's on the way home because that was
so.
Like, you know.
Did they have meat in it?
Yeah, they had pieces of ham in there.
Yep, you go ham hock or ham.
I don't eat ham. And the only thing they had was the collard greens, the cornbread, the beans, and a cooked ham, like a baked ham. Which that's my worst nightmare.
Right.
and then the venison, ham. And then the venison, which no, absolutely.
You can put ham in. Both the red beans and yeah, so it was just a ham.
Yeah, but it felt like the beans were just straight out of a can, like Zach Steeler style. Oh, like there was no seasoning, there was nothing. Because we make like we make red beans in like Hispanic culture and they're delicious. And it's like almost like it's more pasty and like soupy.
Yeah.
And that those are delicious. I love those.
Yeah.
But it just looked like she rinsed the beans and then put them on my plate.
No, yeah, you if you don't soak them puppies overnight, yeah, you're not gonna get it right.
Dade Sav says, don't forget that Zach Sealer had to chop the firewood for the fire. Of course. He's got one he's got the axe out there.
Right.
I don't think Jeff Hafley asked any questions.
Wait, you picture him before he go to practice, everybody's walking by him and say, what you doing? Eating an apple, and he's got an apple and he's shaving it with a knife.
Oh yeah, yeah. I picture him also just whittling, you know? Like I think he just sits there on his little fold out chair and he's just like, what are you making, Zach? Football made of wood. We're making an old school helmet. He goes, weren't those made of leather? He goes, not this one. Made of wood.
Or him sharpening his knife on one of those long strips of leather.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. As your Miami Marlins, they're rolling right now, baby. Got the sweep yesterday. They were doing fantastic. And yesterday you got 5 shutout innings from Tyler Phillips. They are going to Pittsburgh to keep this puppy going. Here was the final call yesterday from Jack McMullen.
Crowd gets to their feet here at Lone Depot Park. Marlins looking to secure a sweep. 0-2. Foul tip held on to by Mack. That was a cutter. It's a Pete punch out. And that is how this sweep wraps up. Marlins get a win. How about these fish in June? 8-1 in their last 9, and they sweep their second series in the last 3. Pete Fairbanks with the save. He gets his 8th on the year. And the Fish winners in the series finale against the Diamondbacks. Your final score this afternoon, the Marlins 2, the Diamondbacks nothing.
There you had the call yesterday on QAM. Marlins now going to Pittsburgh. But, yeah, swept the Nationals, 2 out of 3 from the Rays, and now swept the Diamondbacks. I also heard yesterday on the – I heard Seeloff say this. That was the first back-to-back shutouts the Marlins had at home in 10 years.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I was now, like, that's pain. That's pain that's right there. You want to talk about pain?
That's a long time, dude. I was like, what? That seems crazy. But, like, not even the Rockies? Like, they didn't get anybody? Anybody? So, good job by the Fish. They're back at it tonight. Sandman is on the hill tonight. 6:40 is your first pitch. Marlins on deck gets going at 6 o'clock.
They've been winning more games at the bottom of their roster, their pitching, and the bullpen games than they are with their aces.
Well, I mean, they're winning all of them right now. But, yeah, it's been impressive seeing what they're doing with their bullpen guys, for sure.
Right.
Tomorrow, undetermined, and then Max, big matchup on Sunday. You got Max Meyer, Paul Skeens on Sunday at noon. So, and that's on Peacock for all those looking on television. But if you want to listen to it locally, you could, of course, fire it up here on QAM. Yes, Paul Skeens is a moose.
He looks like Gronk pitching.
Yep.
He really does.
So that'll go that's your series coming up this weekend. For those who missed it last night, your Carolina Hurricanes, they won game 5 of the Stanley Cup final 4-2. They could still go to hell, but they're up 3-2 in the series and a win away from hoisting Lord Stanley. I may just give up on sports this weekend if I have to watch the Knicks and the Hurricanes win.
You know what you could watch?
Hmm?
The Spanish Grand Prix.
When's that?
It's on Sunday.
Is it in Spanish?
Sunday morning.
No, there. It's perfect.
Isn't it Sunday morning,
actually,
right?
The commentators. You have Apple TV?
No, but I could get it if you could sway me.
I can sway you, and it's perfect because you can listen to the commentators. They all have accents. Every single one of them. They have fun accents.
That is fun. That is fun. Maybe. I'll think about it. Will you watch UFC Freedom?
When is this?
Sunday night.
Sunday night?
Yeah.
I got nothing to do.
That sounds like that wasn't yes. You just said you had nothing.
Wait, what
to do.
Where can I watch it on?
Paramount Plus.
Oh.
Don't have that.
Hey, Tobes, did you Paramount see the Plus. Story? I think it was the New York Times with the shadiness of
McGregor?
Conor McGregor?
Yeah, that was so he when he broke his leg against Dustin Poirier, your wife was in me DMs.
Yeah.
He basically took a cocktail of steroids or PEDs to get his leg better. Remember, he was like, remember he was walking around with a pimp cane and then he was yelling at Machine Gun Kelly. He and so basically he was going to make his comeback. Remember, he was supposed to fight Michael Chandler. And he was out. Remember, he officially retired so he could get out of the testing pool and then he had to come back. But I think he was still on it. And so that apparently like broke up the drug testing agency with the UFC USADA because they were very strict. You know, USADA did a good job of cleaning up the sport. Now some of their they've had some missteps as well of like, you know, did they find stuff that's so ridiculously small in guys like you should ruin a career? Like they changed some of their methods, but for the most part they've been effective. Like before USADA, I mean, you were seeing guys literally look like Bane at 40
sweating.
Years old. Yeah.
Sweat, like the muscles just glistening.
Like,
and
I love.
Done nothing.
Love the guy. He's a legend. Vitor Belfort, go look what he looked like at the end of his UFC run. And then look at, like, once USADA picked up. But, like, look at him against John Jones and what he. Because, guys. And this is the thing. This is a little like baseball. It wasn't illegal. They could get exemptions for this to use testosterone, but the UFC wanted to clean up their sport because they were going to go mainstream and they were going to sell to ESPN, and you know, so they had to clean up their image, and they had this USADA come along. But this apparently this McGregor fight, this was the end of the road because they didn't want to lose Conor. Now Conor ended up not fighting anyway,
right?
Because he wasn't ready to come back, and I gotta tell you, like I still. Nobody has come back from that leg break good in mixed martial arts.
No, we've seen who else?
Spider, Anderson Silva.
Spider.
Chris Weidman.
Right.
Chris Weidman was just talking about this recently where he was like, yeah, he goes, you get in there and you feel good because in training, you train with shin pads on. So you
don't break that bone.
So you don't break your legs. Right. And he goes, I just got into that fight. And it's like, whenever you get kicked, your response is to kick. And he goes, I just couldn't do it. And right. You could just see he wasn't moving the same. So I got a lot of questions about how Conor's going to look next month, dude. A lot of questions. He also, I mean, but yes, he did look like just by appearances, look juiced to the gills.
Everywhere he went, he was sweating for no reason.
Right. Right. And that's, I mean, imagine the cocktail of Bane juice and snow blowing, you know? I mean, we saw those BKFC press conferences that he did, and I
oh
even,
my goodness.
He even liked a comment one time when I said he's high as a kite, Yogi.
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
He was like, he's right.
So, guy nailed it. Yeah, I don't. He's not a big kicker anyway, but I think, to be honest with you, here's what I think is going to happen. He's going to talk himself into a fight. Where whoever he fights is going to kick him in the leg 400 times.
He's fighting Max Holloway. And Max, here's the thing with Max. Like, so Max, it's going to be at welterweight, 170. Conor's never been, the bigger Conor has been, the less special he's been.
Right.
And I just think he's got a round in him, and then he's cooked. And I just think that if he doesn't knock out Max Holloway in a round, and that's not an easy thing to do, like, Max Holloway's going to piece him up.
Right.
So,
just being around the fight game long enough, I didn't realize how much those 4 or 5 pounds or moving up in class matter until you see them fight the guys in the upper class and see how much bigger they are. And it's only a 5 pound weight class.
Well, it's going to be interesting this weekend because, you know, Brittany was talking about this beforehand because she's really into this fight. But Alex Pajeda is going up to try and win his third belt at heavyweight. And what is he going to be like going from having a cut to 205 to now he gets to be 258? And, right. You know, is he going to be as fast? Is he going to punch as hard? Who knows?
Because you don't know what your Like, I always wonder because some guys have to cut a lot of weight. And so I wonder, what if his standing weight is 200 plus? Right? Is that going to make him just as quick? Because you, sometimes you lose a little bit when you cut a lot of weight.
Yeah, you do. You do. It's an interesting dance. Some guys are successful with it, and some guys are good at it, and some guys are not. Some guys are more disciplined with it.
I, for the life of me, the biggest upset in MMA was DC making light heavyweight.
Oh, yeah. When he did on the up and up.
Remember, he had to do a pull-up on the towel.
That was crazy.
Like, it's like, dude, you're not that tall.
Yeah, that was crazy. The old towel trick.
Brittany, one time we were watching a weigh-in, and dude had to get down to the nitty-gritty, right? And so they held up the towel, but they held up the towel over here, and dude was changing. Everybody's like, whoa!
I feel bad for those guys at Dirty Boxing. They have to have the nude curtain. I feel bad for them.
Why?
It's like, because after, you know, the guy has to get naked for the weigh-in, and you have to do the, like, right. Hoist up this giant curtain. But that those were undercard boxes, so it was just a bath towel, Brittany. That's all he had.
That is insane.
It was crazy. It was crazy, especially when, like,
well,
they weren't even holding it in front of him.
Here was the crazy thing about it, though. So we were doing Radio Row, Brittany, right? This was for Canelo versus Jaime Munguia. And so they were already on alert because Canelo and Oscar De La Hoya were like, they were going at it. And people were afraid they were going to actually fight. Like, and mind you, Oscar De La Hoya also is older now, but you know, he's a professional boxer. Like, he'll throw down with Canelo, who knows. So this is the second time this has happened to us when we've done Radio Row. The first time was at a Tito Ortiz Chuck Liddell, they're like, I'm like, hey, we have a radio show going on right now, you're doing a press conference. They're like, yeah, just do your thing. Well, this time they wanted to be like, hey, don't do your thing. They wanted us to leave. I'm like, we can't leave. We have to do this. They're like, well, they didn't think that any media was going to be here for the weigh-in. I'm like, hey, that's fine. We're not going to film it. Just do your thing. Little did we know we were going to have Featherweight Hog right in our face.
Right. It's like, it was crazy. And then, like, so we had Oscar De La Hoya on.
Yeah.
We interviewed him. And the whole time, everybody in the room was looking for Canelo.
Yep. Who passed,
so
like,
it was
right,
like an awkward situation, like walking around. Is Canelo here?
Oh my gosh, I'm mad. But no, I know Tobin, and I know he was like hoping that Canelo would walk by. I know him.
He kind of was like diagonal to us because De La Hoya was facing us in the wall, so he couldn't see. But I saw Canelo like coming back. I was like, oh man, that would have been awesome. Oscar De La Hoya was also at the point where we were at the Chris Weidman thing. He was there because he was promoting that fight. And so I'm like, hey, just give De La Hoya a mic.
It's like when we had our impromptu interview with De La Hoya because he was trying to promote a fight. And I started talking to him and told him, he goes, hey, man, give him a mic. Do an interview.
The world's biggest soccer tournament gets underway this week. Started up yesterday as you had Mexico taking on South Africa. Well, you guys can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. Last night, had Korea in a trade against Czechia. Great job. 2-1 filthy. Korea coming through. Today, Team USA starts up against Paraguay from Los Angeles, and the Stars and Stripes currently trading at 47%. To win their opening match, so a $100 trade pays out at $205. Meanwhile, coming down here in South Florida, we got Brazil against Scotland. Brazil is currently trading at 67%, so a $100 trade pays out at $145. You think they're going to win by more than a goal and a half? That $100 trade pays out at $223. Plus, you can follow the finals between New York and San Antonio while that lasts, and all the trade movement from Miami summer maneuvers. You can see where do they think Giannis is going to go, Ja's going to go, who knows. On Couch, you trade against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house, and the probability changes so you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, you download the Couch app, use the code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Couch, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only, restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see calci.com/regulatory. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Tonight, going to be at the bar in Coral Gables for a Michelob Ultra watch party as we are going to be watching the beautiful game. USA starts up their world soccer tournament run tonight against Paraguay. So if you guys want to come along with our friends at Michelob Ultra, lots of giveaways there, including giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming world soccer match right down here in South Florida. So if you guys want to win those, come on by, sign up. They got some swag giveaway. We got some swag giveaway. And look forward to seeing everybody there tonight at Coral Gables. Boots on the ground. And we could have a lot of fun checking that on out. In the meanwhile, I'll have to catch up on Love Island afterwards. Things are picking up in the villa. I got to tell you what a week it's been. After a bit of a slow start, the villa has really rallied this week, and drama is picking up. This Sincere, I don't know what kind of hornet's nest he thinks he's digging up, but you know, he went and told Melanie yesterday, Leroy, "Oh, no, you're my top choice. You're my girl. I love you, Melanie." Now, mind you, Melanie did throw the first punch with, you know, playing ping-pong tonsil hockey with him and Corbin. But now he reassured her that he was going to stick around, and, I mean, he is all up with this girl's soul up at Soul Ties. I mean, they're hugging, they're kissing hands, and he just needs to break up with Melanie already. He's very clearly gaga over Soul.
So here's the thing. The only thing, reason why I'm going to defend Melanie was because at least she kissed in a challenge.
True.
He kissed outside of a challenge, which is much more serious. And then after,
I mean, do you care why it's happening if you're the other person?
But it
no,
wasn't.
But there's like, you can, the challenge, everybody was kissing everybody in that challenge.
Yes, but it was the ping ponging back and forth. Like she had found her guy.
I know. And
usually when you found the guy, you're supposed to stop. That was the point of the challenge.
I get it. But at least it was in a challenge. She turned down Corbin outside of a challenge, not only for Sincere's sake, but also for Kenzie's sake.
Oh, which so Kenzie I'm was defend not her. Happy about.
Yeah, you know what?
Kenzie was
I disagree
not happy
with her.
About it. With
I
who? Kenzie?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Why?
This is Love Island, people. Have we lost the plot?
Hold on.
Have we? No, we've lost the plot, Tobin. We've lost the plot.
Leroy, if you go up to your friend, okay? This happened twice
all
yesterday.
Right, I might not be the right person for this Love Island question,
this
but
literally
I'll go ahead.
This is why things picked up yesterday. This got juicy yesterday, all right? So yesterday, Kenzie, who's with Corbin, okay, 22-year-old from Miami, but she also likes this intangibles fella from North Carolina who just rolled up. But she's sticking with Corbin. She hasn't, you know, she did one kiss with the Southern guy. And Corbin, I mean, he's a horn dog. He's trying to get kisses from everybody. And so Melanie having this whole thing go on with Sincere, that's his name, who's Sincere very clearly wants to go with Soul. It's like and I think that we're going to hit that. So Melanie's looking for her new guy to couple up with because she probably knows she's nuked. So she goes to Kenzie and she's like, "Hey, had a chat with Corbin. He wanted a kiss. I said no for you, but would you be cool if I explore that?" And she just goes, "No, I wouldn't be cool with that at all." And she goes, "Well, what do you mean? I went in front of you. I'm honest." She goes, "Yeah, but I'm not cool with that. You can't do that.
You can't ask, and then when you don't like the answer."
No, but Leroy, this is the part that you're missing out on. Tobin is, yes, that is horrible in the real world. That is a horrible thing to do in the real world, and I am acutely aware of that. That being said, in Love Island, who is close? We're 2 weeks in. We're not even 2 weeks in, Tobin.
I understand.
We're not even 2 weeks in. Why are we all calling dibs on these people? Well, the whole point of it, it's not, what do we always say? It's not Friend Island. It is Love Island. Your goal is to find a
match.
I don't
think they're being very friendly, though. I think
no, they are. But what are you supposed to do?
I think they got pretty rare in that in that bed.
I'm an outsider. I'll ask the question.
They did, but that's not Melanie's fault.
Brittany.
Yes.
So, should the friend not even go and ask her? Does she have a problem with it?
No. I think. Here's the thing. It's like I respect anybody who wants to have a conversation Have a conversation about it. How Kenzie reacts is up. That's fine. That's her opinion. That's great. That being said, Melanie is doing absolutely nothing wrong. And I thought Kenzie was really nasty in that conversation and told her, like, you're not even trying with sincere. Like, I don't think that's fair.
Well, it's like having two. I mean, both of them are a little off there.
They're not all there in the head. Nobody on the island is.
But having a beautiful conversation.
Well,
how's that gonna turn out?
The best part was you have this Bryce who's got he's got the personality of a paper bag.
Oh my
gosh,
he's
got
he's
nothing.
Awful.
Right? He stinks.
He's awful.
So Bryce goes to Zach. Zach is a legacy Love Islander because his brother Charlie he's a lone bloke on the show. He told all this. So Zach is what's the girl's name? Kaden? Is that her name?
Kada.
So he's with Kada, right? And Bryce all of a sudden is like, hey, I want to, talk it up with Kada. He's with Trinity right now. And they're kind of like a friendship type of thing. But they're starting to burn a little bit. Trinity's opening up to him a little bit, right? And so she thinks that her and Bryce are cool. Well, Bryce is like, oh, I'm going to go to Zach and talk to Kada. And Zach literally is like, you want to do what? All right, man, go talk to her. And so then he's like, but you should probably talk to Trinity first. And so he goes to Trinity, and Bryce is like, hey, Trinity, would it be cool with you if I went to go talk to Kada? And she's like, no. He goes, what do you mean? She goes, I don't F with that. I'm not going to let you go talk to her. And so he's a little bit, Trinity is basically told Bryce, hey, no, you can't go
Everybody says no, but everybody's horny.
But that's the thing. That's what makes me angry. It's like, what? This is Love Island.
Doing?
This is Love Island, people.
Yeah.
And it's like, Kenzie's wrong. And Kenzie's dead wrong because, girl, you're having your cake and you're eating it too. Because you're out here talking to Caleb and you're still with Corbin.
Is that the giant intangible's name?
Yeah, Caleb.
Caleb, yeah. I haven't heard much from him.
No, exactly. But it's like, you kissed Caleb. Again, outside of a challenge, and then now you're mad at Melanie because her sincere is leaving her high and dry and gaslighting her, and she wants to explore because she doesn't want to leave the island. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's gonna get shaken up tonight because tonight the app got fixed, so they're gonna do the bombshell couplings, and it's gonna shake things up.
Oh yeah, things are gonna get wild. But yeah, no, I think this is turning out to be an interesting season.
Why are we falling in love after two episodes?
No, that's the whole. You know what? It's not logical, Leroy. The point of the show
is
to be logical.
I'm saying that I'm looking at it more from the people that have a problem. After
That's my point.
Two or three episodes.
That's my point. That's my point.
The juiciest one is Sincere and Melanie, because everybody knows Melanie's a little short-fused. And
oh, hothead.
Yes. And he told her in this last episode, hey, you got nothing to worry about, until he went up with Sol, who everybody's like, drop jaw on the floor for. And so, but they were basically up at Soul Ties, which is basically the secret hammock canoodling room. They were up there for like over an hour. And she goes, this guy's up there for over an hour with her. So like, she's not dumb. She sees the writing.
What, should
wall.
It be like Tim? Is there a time limit?
I think for her, she thought there'd be like I think she came away from the conversation thinking to herself, oh, he's going to say, hey, I'm going to, nice knowing you. I'm going to be with Melanie. And instead he's up smooching with her and she's cooked. I think she realizes she's cooked. So
now she's going to be a hothead.
Well, some of the people tried, she was going to go up to Soul Ties, and people had to, stop her. Because they're like, that's going to get way too toxic. So we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Man. So, I don't know. This just sounds like.
You're invested.
I told you, it's better than Game of Thrones.
No, I'm not.
It's better than
Game
of Thrones.
You are invested. You're asking questions.
No,
you're asking
It's better than Game
I'm
of Thrones.
I'm asking questions because it just seems ridiculous.
Is Big Spoon watching
you don't go to you don't go to Love Island and ask for permission?
Is Big Spoon watching it?
I don't think so.
What about Snitchy Mouse? Ask her if she's watching Love Island.
I don't know, but she's going to college next week, so maybe they'll get into it.
We'll take a break. Speaking of, we tickle Leroy's fancy next. Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's. Go around the weekend slate and see what Leroy is interested in. Leroy, are you ready?
I am.
Today, at 3 o'clock, the World Cup, Canada against Bosnia. 3 o'clock on Fox. Does that tickle your fancy?
No.
Why not, dude?
Because.
Our neighbors to the north.
Fancy not tickled.
They don't have hockey.
I'm going to get my World Cup on.
Tonight at 6:40, Marlins, Pirates, Sandman on the Hill.
Yes.
Tickle your fancy?
Tickle my fancy is tickled.
And, of course, on Marlins TV, and those who want to listen to it, you guys can get that right here on QAM. So you're going to be watching that?
Am I? Yeah, I'm watching it.
All right.
I said yes.
I know, but you didn't elaborate on it. Like, you know, I just didn't know if you had thoughts on it.
No, Sandy's pitching. There's nothing to elaborate. Fair enough.
I don't know. What about the RBC Canadian Open on CBS and Golf Channel, Leroy? Does that tickle your fancy?
Yes, that'll get me to 6:45.
Currently,
that's what time the baseball game starts, right?
Currently, Didgeridoo is leading. Ryan Fox.
He won last year.
Or is he New Zealand?
I think he's Australian.
Hmm.
He's built like a tomato.
Auckland, New Zealand.
Okay.
Flags look the same.
I play with a New Zealander.
Brooks Koepka's in second, right? Or tied for the lead, actually, right now.
Yep. I played with a New Zealander. He was our right guard.
Did he say didgeridoo?
He used to bring us pictures of giant pythons just crossing the streets randomly.
F*** you, Brooks Koepka! Woo!
Man, I miss the Panthers.
Yeah.
I miss the Panthers so much. Happy birthday, by the way, to Gustav Forsling, our favorite defenseman. Love the Gus Bus. Always laying out, always getting blocks. The Panthers, by the way, have announced their draft party. You guys aren't drafting anybody. Who are you kidding, Panthers? Who are we introducing at this draft party? Brady Tkachuk? The Panthers draft party is going to be Friday, June 26th. Doors open at 5 p.m. They have a panel at 6 p.m. And the draft starts at 7. This is their press release. And it looks like we will be carrying it on QAM as well. It says Panthers fans invited for fun activities, including interactive games, vendors, food, beverages. You guys can watch the draft starting at 7 from stands inside the Baptist Rink. I love that place. That place is cool. If you guys haven't been to the new Panthers practice facility.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really nice. You guys can enjoy a pre-draft panel moderated by Steve Goldstein, and that'll be cool. And there'll be some reserve seating for territory members if you're a season ticket holder. So check that out.
You know what's crazy? Is hockey the only sport where if they're not in town and they're not playing, you can go and skate and practice and have fun in their facility?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. That's really cool.
It's cool. Like, it's just, hey, Pants are out of town. Oh, free skate.
Especially from, like, what it was, like, the old Coral, the Coral Springs. Or
Coral
what,
Springs.
Yeah, the Coral Springs Iceplex, where it was, like, behind a wall. Like, where I would wait for Bob. And what it is now, it's like, dude, it's crazy. Plus, you got Pantherland there. That Pantherland is sick.
Oh, we've rummaged through that.
It's impossible not to. There's so much Panther swag. Anyway, we're getting off hand here, Leroy. Stop talking. 9 o'clock on Fox.
Yes.
United States takes on Paraguay in World Cup play. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yes, it does. I want to see, you know, what this is going to look like. I haven't followed U.S. Soccer, so it'll be interesting for me to see how good they are.
Yeah.
My fancy.
Make us proud,
tickled.
USA. Let's get it going.
Who?
I said make us proud, USA.
Oh, USA. All right. I thought you said a player.
What?
I thought you
I only know Pulisic. That's the only guy I know.
Yeah, that's it, right?
What? Why are you looking at me like that? How many players do you know?
Two. No, three. Three.
Whoa. Oh, sorry, Woo. Chris Whittingham. I didn't realize you were like the soccer aficionado. My bad.
He held up with confidence, too.
I didn't realize.
Two.
Oh,
maybe
sorry.
Three.
No, I know three.
Eight?
I know three.
Didn't realize we were doing a show with Landon Donovan over here.
That's more than you know.
You're right. Congratulations.
I think I actually know several. I just don't know if I can name them.
I will learn them today.
Wait, then you don't.
Yes, I like. I know.
I think I know. Several,
I know their faces.
I can't name them.
I know their faces.
Minus one.
I know their face. I know Timothy Weah. What's his name? The last name McKinney.
I don't think you know any of the players.
That is, those are two real players on the U.S. soccer team. Don't you? Look up the roster right now.
Are you talking about Mark McKenzie?
Oh, McKenzie. That's
oh, Weston
name.
McKinney.
Wait,
Brittany, you no, are not helping McKin- your cause.
No, there is a McKinley
bit.
Or a McKinney.
Weston McKinney. I mean, you want to talk?
And
West.
Timothy, and then Timothy Way. I know him.
Hey, there is no chance he's an intangible.
He is a half intangible. McKinney?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weston McKinney?
Yeah.
He wasn't named by the intangible side.
Yeah, no, he does. Weston McKinney does sound a little bit like they have the
cardigan. Oh, like he was on the 3-hour tour with Lovey and.
All right. Well, go America. We got this going, yep. Man. Can't wait. We have also tomorrow, Leroy. Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Knicks and Spurs at 8:30. Does that tickle your fancy?
It does. It does. I think it goes back to New York.
Really? Wow.
I do.
All right. We'll
I
see.
Do.
My fancy is tickled.
Let's see how if the Spurs have recovered from just
if it goes epic. Back and listen. If it goes back to New York, I know Monday you're gonna do your thing.
It doesn't get squeaky cheeks unless it goes to 7. I feel like if it goes back to New York, you can't be squeaky cheeks.
It seems like that last game was a backbreaker. The only thing I would say is they're too young to realize that it was a backbreaker.
Well, take my advice, Mitch Johnson. Just throw it to Wemby in the post and have him dunk over everybody. Enough of this jump shot nonsense.
Or stop taking Dylan Harper out of the damn game.
Yeah, that too. What about, Leroy, on Sunday, UFC Freedom 250, Ilia Topuria, Justin Gaethje for the undisputed lightweight championship. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yes, I'll watch. It's going to rain, and then I want to see what they do.
They're showing some video right now of it just pouring in D.C. It looks like a disaster.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know where it's not going to rain?
Where?
In Barcelona.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
You know what the weather is right now in Barcelona because you also claimed you knew all of Team USA.
I never said that I knew all of Team USA. Those were not my words.
So,
do not put words
question,
in my mouth.
Tobin, is this going to be at a reasonable hour or they're still going to do the 12
o'clock? It starts at 8 o'clock. And
the main card or the whole thing?
Well, there is no. It is only a main card. It's, I think, 7 fights.
We're still talking about midnight, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's gonna be some squash matches there early. Like, I think that Bo Nickel should win early.
Bo Nickels, he's still doing it, huh?
Still
I remember
doing
we
it.
Saw him, didn't we?
We've had him on
he
a couple times.
He was undefeated, and we saw him get mashed.
Yeah, we've had him on a couple times. He's he should if he loses this one, he needs to go coach wrestling. Like he's fighting Kyle Daukaus. Like this is made for him to go win easily. Okay. But we'll see. That is Tickle My Fancy. We will take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. Back after this.